Welcome back to the fastest 2 hours in radio right here at Yahoo Sports Radio right here in beautiful Houston, Texas. Remember to listen to the show on the go. Just download the Yahoo Sports Radio app by searching Yahoo Sports Radio in your app store. You can also listen on any computer or smart device by going to streamysr.com. That's streamysr.com. And remember, normal data rates apply. So the countdown is on for opening day of baseball. We're going to be talking all about that here in hour number two. We're going to celebrate right now a bit of a history lesson because it's been a while since the author and baseball historian Brian Ross has been with us on our show. Of course, last year he released his book, Baseball's Greatest Comeback, The Miracle Braves of 1914. Of course, Brian is joining us on our Progressive Insurance Celebrity Guest Line. Good evening. It's so nice to have you back, Brian.
Well, thanks, Alyssa. It's great to be back.
Okay, so spring training, it is underway, and we have, over the past few weeks, we've been showcasing each week several teams. We've invited you back on to share about your book and several other things, storylines that are going on in spring training, but just kind of give us a recap of baseball's greatest comeback, the Miracle Braves of 1914, because the one thing I do remember, it is about a team that battles through adversity and winning, and they never gave up.
That's right. That's right. It's a great worst the first story. The Boston Braves start off after they're, like so many teams this year in spring training, they were hopeful in their spring training of 1914, over 100 years ago, and the season started, however, and they were abysmal. They just lost game after game after game. They figured out every possible way to lose a game. Their pitching was poor, their hitting was poor, and by mid-July, they were 15 games out of first place, and they had been woeful for years before this, too, so it did not look good for the 1914 Braves, but they started to battle back. They had great pitching. They eventually had two pitchers who won 26 games. Their hitting started to pick up. They came together under the leadership of this manager, George Stallings, who's brilliant, who started the platoon that summer. He figured out platooning for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had this understanding of baseball analytics over 100 years ago. And he was quite a character, too, by the way. He was extremely superstitious, banning the color yellow and carrying amulets and just 100 other superstitious practices that he had. But he led the team, and they had a number of great characters, and they start to win, and they catch up to the New York Giants at the time, who were this team led by John McGraw. They were a great team, but they win the pennant, and then they have to go up against the Philadelphia A's, a great dynasty. They had won 3 out of the last 4 World Series, and the Braves end up beating them. So they go from 15 games out of first place. That mathematically, it's just this great, great comeback too. If you just looked at the math of it all, so. But it was, they had heart, and they had determination. They had so much grit. Their captain, Johnny Evers, their famous Evers of Evers to Tinkers to Chance, the double play, he was just a great, determined player, and he led the team on the field. He was the captain of the team. So it's just a great story.
Author Brian Ross, a baseball historian, is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. His book, Baseball's Greatest Comeback, The Miracle Braves of 1940. It truly is one of baseball's greatest comebacks, a joyous baseball season of the Miracle Braves. How would you rank this in terms of, you just think about the history in baseball as far as a team coming back? I mean, they were down, but they were never out.
Yeah. I mean, I rank it right up there. I've looked at the 1951 Giants, who had a great comeback that year, too, and the Mets, 69, they also had a great comeback. But the Braves were just so great because, for a number of reasons, too. I mean, I've mentioned, but also they're playing in Boston that year with the Boston Red Sox. And the Boston Red Sox had won the World Series in 1912, and they had this great new baseball park, Fenway Park, and the Braves had this little tiny bandbox and not much of anything. So the Braves, in contrast to the Red Sox, were not much of a team at all. And then also, 1914 is the year when World War One begins. So it's starting that same summer, and the Americans are reading the newspaper, and they're reading about the Germans going into Belgium. They're aware of the number of deaths. And so they contrast this beautiful baseball season with the horrors that are going on in Europe at the same time. So that even, I think, adds to the whole idea of this comeback, too. It just shows this team doing something exceptional in a troubled time.
You know, one of the things I wanted you to share as well is a special era in baseball, not just because of Babe, but also so many iconic players that the game would know, like, you know, Cy Young and Ty Cobb.
Yeah, that's true. And 1914 is pretty interesting to me because it happened to be the rookie year for Babe Ruth. Mm-hmm. And the Red Sox bring him in the summer of 1914, and that's sending Babe Ruth down. That's how good the Red Sox were in 1914. But yeah, the Braves have to battle all these top players. The person that I think the most of in baseball in this time period is Connie Mack, and he is the manager of the Philadelphia A's at the time, and he's doing so much for baseball, and he's managing this great team, number one. But he's also bringing it. He's making baseball more civilized. He's making it more fan friendly. I think baseball in the 1890s had been a very rough, tough sport, and all kinds of brawling and drinking going on. And I think Connie Mack did a lot to civilize and just make baseball, bring it into the modern era also.
We're being reflective. We're talking about baseball's greatest comeback, the Miracle Braves of 1914, with author and baseball historian Brian Ross. And, you know, we think of so many great teams that were vying for the World Series title, the New York Giants, whether the Boston Red Sox, Philadelphia Athletics. Nobody saw the Boston Braves coming. How were these guys able to fight back and transform this into a miracle season?
Yeah, well, there are a number of things. First of all, the great pitching they developed the second half of the year. They had two guys who could throw the stick ball exceptionally well.
Mm-hmm.
So that was something a little bit different from nowadays. But they understood that. Then George Stallings, the manager I was talking about before, who was this exceptional guy who's he was so superstitious on the one hand, but this brilliant mathematical mind on the other. And he was he knew how to handle players too. I think he was the kind of guy who knew when to be tough. He knew when to be supportive, and the players liked him, but they feared him too. And I think he brought the team together. And then they had Johnny Evers, who I mentioned before, the captain, who he was one of the smartest baseball players ever. He would study the rule book every night. He probably knew the rule book better than most of the umpires. Which got him in trouble some of the time too, because he was very assertive and he would point out when the umpires were wrong. But he became the MVP at the end of the year. He was that good, even though he went through this trauma in the middle of the baseball season. His 3-year-old daughter died, and I mean, you know, that's another reason this season is a comeback of sorts, because this guy had to go from despair to, but he finally goes back to the team and they're able to win the World Series. And then they had another character on the team named Robert Mirandel, who's also in the Hall of Fame. He was the shortstop, and he was the prankster of the team. And he would have glasses in his back pocket, and if the umpire made a bad call, he put the glasses on the umpire. I mean, he was constantly doing something like that. So they had the right blend of players too.
We've got much, much more to get into. We're going to talk some spring training with Brian Ross right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. And join us online at Twitter @eRadioSports. We will be right back.